ascension.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amitron. Today is Friday, January 24th, 2014. It's paranormal, sounds like sci-fi night. We have a few announcements before we get going. I'm really looking forward to tonight's show. We have a wonderful program planned. You're in a great place. I think you've chosen to spend your next hour very wisely. There's one more 8-hour call for the month of January. That is on the 26th, this coming Sunday. And the 8-hour call is an 8-hour physical healing intensive on which you get to go to Creation Lightship with Ron and experience the physical healings. If you haven't experienced that before, I recommend it very highly. And you can find out more about that on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And I'll skip around a little just to let you know what's going to be happening for the month of February. Of course, we're still having the Saturday show, or the Saturday call, excuse me, and the 3 8-hour calls, but they'll be a little different. The first 4-hour call will be Saturday, February 1st, with that's 1:05 Pacific time. And on that, it's a healing call, and also you get to charge 7 containers of water. And then the second will be the first 8-hour call, but then we're going to skip a weekend, and the subsequent 8-hour calls will be the 16th and the 23rd of February. Again, those are the 8-hour intensives. The reason that we're skipping a weekend is that Ron will be doing a live show, workshop, session, whatever, in February, which is the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Ron will be in Los Angeles at the LAX Hilton at the Conscious Life Expo. There he'll be giving talks. You can meet Ron informally, which is lovely to do. And also, most importantly, you can go into the light infusion chamber and receive the healing directly from Christian Lightship in the booth at his booth at the show. And if you cannot make it in person, you are welcome to email Ron a picture of yourself, and he will hang that up in the light infusion chamber where you'll be receiving the healing and remotely. So maybe Ron will talk a little bit more about that when he comes on. He'll be coming on in a moment. In the meantime, we can all open up a picture of the beautiful light beam that's on Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com. If you just scroll down on the homepage, you'll see that picture. Open it up and enlarge it on your screen. And when Ron comes on, he'll activate that so you can feel peace energy coming right through it from your phone or computer screen. And that will last all during the show. And now I'll welcome Ron to come on the air. Hi, Ron.
Hi. So here we go, everybody. Let's energize the light beam. And we'll see if we can do a show tonight to get rid of critters and bad Scoobies and stuff that you may have, attracted or got into a situation with. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3. 4 and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, if any of you had maybe a rough week, rough day, possibly, let's get rid of some of these things that are connected to you. Could be like entities. We kind of use the word Klingons, but it could be something else. But here we go. Let's get rid of this stuff that might be bothering you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, get rid of more energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So some people have kind of asked me off and on, maybe during the year, you know, what do I do around when I'm really tired? I've maybe been inundated with people. I've been out and about, and I just feel awful and horrible. I feel all these energetic cords attached to me. Then along with that, you know, maybe I was someplace where I got touched a lot, and I feel like I got these creepy crawlies all over me and going into me. and I feel my skin crawling. Well, we have a slime clearing on the website, and we got another one that's kind of similar to the slime. It's the what's the name of it? Slime and do you know what it is, Anne? A Webco once in a while. I don't know if that's on the website any longer or not, but we have the slime and maybe something.
Oh, it's something about coating something, coating over you. I can't think of it either, Ron. I'm sorry.
I think somebody could probably jot it down on the fast chat. So
right.
The first thing you want to do when you feel a little funky, then you want to do your, I now increase my life force energy. And, you know, you have to say it out loud, otherwise you're in the mental realm, somewhere else, not here, and getting all kinds of energy. And so you want to say it out loud to bring the energy here in this present moment. So you want to say that. You want to get into the now. So you want to do the mind-to-heart drop. That can help you. And then from there, if you know about going to someplace previously, maybe you know that you're, you know, we'll just say you're a homebody, right? And being a homebody, you don't like going out too much. Maybe you used to go out a lot, and you realize that the people out there are not, you know, going to help you out a lot for your best interest and want to steal your energy. And so you can always do the space clearing in the location that you're going to be at. That's very good. Another thing that you can do is if you start feeling you need a computer with you, unfortunately, unless you want to do some timeline crashes before that. Let's just say that you're going to the grocery store and you're going to be seeing, you know, maybe 500 people in the store or whatever store you're going into. You may want to do some timeline crashes to get yourself on the now timeline, and then everybody else may not be on that same timeline as you, and they may not recognize you as much, okay, or see you. Some people have commented on that. I mentioned that on another program, you know, another BBS show. But people, all of a sudden, they don't know that you're there because you're not living in their timeline and on their timeline. You can still talk to them, and then they get put onto your timeline. So you're better to be self-empowered and controlling what timeline you're going to be on. So you may want to do that. Another thing you can do, like I said, is always, you know, do your life force energy. That works out very wonderful. We'll do it now for everybody in case you've been slimed or have some stuff on you. This may help you. So here we go. You have to say it out loud, which is, I now increase my life force energy. So for the newbies, what you want to do, if you'd like to, some people are very mental. And they don't know, they just think they're saying words and it's not doing anything. They don't understand what they're really doing. Well, you're commanding your spirit to increase your life force energy. Now, what you can do if you want to actually see it get enhanced is to take your two hands, palms facing each other, and you start off normally with your regular body energy, which could be, say, maybe 3 inches to a foot in front of you. And you put your hands with your palms facing forward and fingers typically going up, you know, pointing upward, and kind of move your hands in slowly. Now, if you get really mental, you may get out of doing the process because you're taking over your body senses. So just kind of move your hands in, and lo and behold, you're going to find a spot to where, yeah, like compressing this spring. This is your body energy being radiated through the palm of your hands. It's kind of like having two magnets with the same poles. You know, like two North Poles and two South Poles connected to each other, and you're trying to push them together, it just doesn't work, you know? So as you feel the energy, then what you want to say out loud is that little ditty, I now increase my life force energy. And after you say it, then you move your hands further apart, maybe go out maybe a foot or more from where they were, and come in slowly, and you're going to find out, wow, lo and behold, it may have doubled the energy. And then you say it again out loud and move your hands further apart. And, you know, if you don't feel a result, then go further out. It may be out further. And normally after 10 times, your hands are straight out alongside of your body. But then you start feeling more energized. So we'll do this together. So let's start it off here. do it all together in unison. So I now increase my life force energy. Sample, move your hands further apart. I now increase my life force energy. And now move your hands further apart and sample. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And we'll do it maybe six more times. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. And see if your voice is maybe changing. Maybe you're feeling more solid in your body. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it 10 more times. This should really help you out. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay. Now, you're probably very, very charged up. Now, if you have an owie, we'll say an ache or pain or something, just take one of your hands now and place it in that location. And you may find it leave you because you're, in a sense, you're subconsciously telling your spirit to give some healing there. Maybe you fell down and hurt your knee. Maybe you have a lower back condition problem. Maybe you bent over or did something, you know. So just do that right now and just see how it's feeling and if it's helped. So we'll see how the people in the fast chat are doing with that in a minute or so. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, I certainly feel wonderful and charged up, and I so appreciate you when you do the things that I have often referred to as basic, but a listener corrected me recently that really it's essential. So what you're giving us are just essential tools for life, for being able to have power in your life, to be able to be clear, to be able to be heart-centered so you then can think and make good decisions and move forward. So on behalf of everybody, again, thank you so much. I know you don't need to be thanked, but it still feels good to thank you. And thank you, Larry, for correcting. We both were trying to think of the name of a clearing, Ron, before you started to do that. And it's the, well, and then there's a few, actually.
We've got a slime and a sludge.
Right. So there is, I went on to the healings, and we have alien energetic slime body coat removal.
That's
alien energetic web coat removal and oxygen infusion. That's a good one. And then
that
alien.
One we don't talk that much. That one's very good.
Right. And alien poison waste product and carcass removal. Now, that is a horrifying. Those are horrifying statements I just made. So, Ron, if someone just tuned in, and it is, after all, paranormal night. And you have talked about this a lot, but can you just talk about what do you mean by alien poison waste product and carcass removal. Why might we want to do that?
Well, these are the things that are attached to you. So the aliens bring in these parasitic life forms. And like all life forms, if they are a life form, they are living. And since they are alien to us, they almost always give us poison. And then we have their waste products. Remember, what you eat, that has to leave you. So we got their poisons. And then they don't always have a really long life. So at that point, they die, and now we got this carcass, you know, inside of us. So I'll do a sample of that here. So let's look at, let's see here. Well, we'll do the maggots on top of your head. So this will get somebody's attention here. So if you feel like your head is having situations or weird things happening, it's just normal. So here we go. You're not alone. So here we go. Get rid of these critters that are on top of your head. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the poisons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we'll do the carcasses that have died with you here. You're the alien burial ground here, and they're not retrievable by them. So here we go. At least to my knowledge, they don't get taken. They get eaten by something else, but here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh boy, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, okay. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you so much, Ron. Someone made the comment that these waste products and carcasses can be the cause of extra weight gain. And I just also want to add that that's something, those clearings you just did are the things you work on a lot in our 8-hour calls on Sundays. So I encourage everyone to do their best to get on those calls. So that was quite a lovely gift you gave all of our listeners tonight, Ron, to do a sample of that. Did you feel like a lot of people needed those clearings?
Yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah.
Let's do an end of the week clearing here. So for people out like there that are having situations by the end of the week here, maybe you went through some type of situation that you didn't like, and now the week's over. Maybe you're only halfway through it, and you have the next week to look forward to finishing it. I'm sure people out there are going, oh, boy. So here we go. Let's clean out what you went through here, if we can. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll try that again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So that should bring some peace into your life on it, or about it. So let's do Maybe somebody gave you a psychic whammy, okay, during the week, and you didn't feel it. Maybe you feel like you got a rock in your stomach. So let's do a extraction here. So here we go. You got something like that happening. You feel awful. Here we go. I'm going to release that from you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, releasing that. And maybe your neck is hurting you. So let's get rid of that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy, that's pretty rough. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. What else can we do here? Let's do one for relationships. Maybe had a situation. Maybe somebody died or left you or something. A loss of a loved one or pet. Maybe somebody walked out of your life and they're still living. You know, this is the end of the first month of the year here, so let's just do a clearing for that in case that, you know, is involved with you, connected to you. So think of that issue. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a rough one. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And, you know, wow, we have so many things to get to tonight, but just to keep going on the sort of end of week Friday clearing, someone wrote, employers causing anxiety for the heck of it. And that is the subject of a lot of sitcoms and movies, and but really it's not funny because a lot of people try to exert their power through mind games, and well, the truth is they could fire you and they have control over your income. And oh boy, it's a horrible, you know, horrible thing. I don't know what clearing we could actually do for that, just anxiety. And somehow to detach, to know, to be able to step back into the wonderful healings you've given us and the wonderful tools and say, I detach from this because that person's using mind energy and it cannot affect me. Is that your best action?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, if you do feel anxious and do the whole lot of anxiety clearing, you know, first you want to do the emotional one. If you do feel like your life is not going very well and you feel like you're chasing your tail, nothing seems to be working for you, you know, we have two great clearings. One is the self-empowerment one. That's, I think, $50, lasts for 6 weeks. That's a lot of issues that people typically have.
Well, and excuse me, Ron, you can also now upgrade that to be lifetime.
Okay,
which
great.
Which we have done. I mean, the self-empowerment clearing is just fabulous because whenever then something comes up, it's very inexpensive and so, so helpful.
Okay, and then also the psychic billboard. That's how people see you. They see your energy a certain way, and they respond to you according to what they're seeing. So that's a great way to do that. So what else do we have on the fast chat? Anything there about
well,
what we discussed? Doing?
Well, of course, the people, you know, we're a little ahead of the, someone did say, thanks, Ron, I got slimed left and right every day this week. Wow. Yeah. Someone said, when we talked about, someone said they, you know, you can lose weight to get rid of these things, and someone said I lost 5 pounds easily, having done that in the intensive and online to clear out the the carcasses and the poison and the waste and all of the ET energies. Someone suggested do the alien to light clearing on your employer. So if you have someone who's a little power happy or mind game happy, that's a great suggestion, alien to light clearing. Or, you know, if it's really severe, you know, go for the emotional healing. Now, last Wednesday, the reason we have so many emails to get to tonight is last Wednesday we had a wonderful show where we went over the new free healing and talked about keywords, Ron, for the entire hour, really. And people really appreciated that show. But the most important email I wanted to share was, I'm just going to paraphrase this because it was long, but there's a listener who, even though she pretty much listens to all of the shows, often goes backwards and listens to them again in the archives and is amazed, she said, about how she gets out of them. She said, it's almost like I didn't even hear it the first time because the second time it's so powerful. And so I just thought maybe you could sort of emphasize that. What I think goes on is we can't help but be in our minds a bit when we're listening because we're thinking and wondering what you're going to say next, maybe, or thinking about our question we might have, or I wish he'd said this or that. All sorts of things could happen that would take us out of the moment, right?
Yeah, well, what can happen is as I'm talking and we're doing, I'm actually doing healings and clearings as I'm talking, because you're relating to different situations and things as I'm talking about a situation. And so what can happen is you can have a clearing, healing, whatever word you want to use there, as we're communicating with you the first time through. And maybe I take off 5% of your crud, and you don't really know too much about it, just feel a little better. And then you hear the archive over again, second time or third time, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I'm really getting more out of this now. Well, that's what happens. So, you know, if you do find an archive that's interesting, then you may wish to do more, listening to it. And you might take a note. It might even be good if people out there know of a few archives that kind of go back-to-back, you know, where maybe we could put on the website, you know, listen to this one here and this the other one, and maybe there's a half a dozen that may be very beneficial for people on a certain topic. So if you happen to have a situation or a topic and you go, wow, this thing talks about this thing over again and I like this one, maybe you could send me or send it to CLS Questions, maybe, and put the heading in, you know, maybe it was about loneliness. And so you happened to go on and you found maybe three or four BBS programs that we dealt with loneliness on. And you might want to say, yeah, that these were good and they talked about it. So that, you know, that's what would be nice if you could do something like that. You know, there are things that we talk about over and over again. And a lot of times, because using the mind energy, you don't always get it the first time. And, you know, like everybody else, you know, you may need to hear it more than once. And that could help other people, too, to have a clearing. We go a little bit deeper, possibly. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Right. Okay. So thank you, listener, for that testimonial. And thank you, Ron. I wanted to say that I really, again, really enjoyed Wednesday's show where we gave listeners a lot of ideas of things they could clear on your new healing for keywords to get rid of the alien keywords. So I would love some testimonials about that if anyone else has been working some of those new words and clearing them. Tomorrow night, on Saturday night, the Lightship, Kathy will be on, actually, but, you know, that's a good healing night, or you can just call in or write in for next week. I'd love to hear more about that. So, again, we have so much, and I think this email has been sitting for a while, and it's an interesting one for me, Ron. So we're going back to paranormal, you know, creepiness. Before I read this, I want to say, I don't see images or see entities myself. I have seen spiders. that look mechanical to me, not where I live now, but where I used to live. And it was very creepy and disturbing. So this listener writes, where do teleporting spiders come from? So my guess is this person is seeing spiders also. And I don't know if they're alive or mechanical or what. Do you have any insight into that, Ron, or what's going on there?
Boy, I don't know. You know, if we look at it more realistically, possibly these are the programs that they're downloading into people, and then all of a sudden you see them. So you might try that holographic new clearing that we have up, okay? Because they might be creating this holographic energy. Remember, you got the head connectors. But to kind of draw a little flow chart here, you got the alien up there looking at you, right? up in the sky, the remote viewer looking at you. And then they connect to the satellite because they see what you're doing. And then the satellite then, these are all on the free clearings. Then they go to your head connector, which probably connects to your brain. And then from there, you start getting the images. So now they're creating a holographic display for you. And to them it's real, to you it's real, because you're seeing it, you know. Remember, what they produce and create is real. Now, are you on timelines also? You know, did they just bring you into one timeline here, and they saw you get, you know, freaked out? Maybe you're breaking out in a cold sweat or something. Or they feel your heart pounding away because you saw this thing, you know? So from there, that could be the holographic thing. So now you got timelines to deal with. So get off of those timelines. And that's what I would say, you know, to do these clearings. And, you know, the timeline clearing is, a lot of people love that because they can change the reality. Also, the gray skies are good, too. That's a free clearing, the gray sky clearing. So it's the whole thing. What we're dealing with is an alien consciousness that wants to take us over. Maybe they already have to, a very, very high degree. But regardless, that's where we are, and that's what they want to do to us. And just the way it is. So. I don't have anything that I can say that is beneficial, other than they're trying to take our energy and steal our energy. And then we do have other physical things happening here on the planet. There's this one group of an organization that wants to do a lot of genetic research on people. So they I can't say they're doing genetic research, but they are researching your past history. I think they, want to find out who you are, your genealogy, and probably do prayers for you so they can connect you to their energy pool. I won't give any names of this church, but it's a fairly big one. And, there's other things that's probably been throughout history, too. But you have to remember, also, is there are these people, physical people that have lived here, okay? And there may not be a whole lot of them. I'll just say off the top of my head, maybe there's a dozen people that have shown up throughout history, and they just, come in and live a life. Maybe they leave, they die, the body dies, but they show up as somebody else in another life, and they're there to control humanity. So that's another possibility that we have. And these people keep recycling. So, I'm not going to give any names out here and stuff, but that's what we're dealing with, too, is these people know what's going on. They have this predetermined script that they've written a long time ago, and they want to steer humanity in a certain direction. So they just show up and in very important places and very important roles, I should say, in society. And they want to take people sideways into their own agenda. So that's kind of where we are here, everybody. And the only way you're going to really get out of it is to get off of their timeline, because they're creating a timeline for you to be on. So if you ever feel upset, angry, and you know that that's what you're dealing with, then it's because you're on a timeline dealing with that situation. Get off of it. Now walk away, Renee, and you know, make sure that you're not going to be on that timeline, because they'll get all the mileage they can out of it, and they're going to cause you harm. And they'll be living off of your energy. So, that's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. And I'm going to go back a little bit to what we were talking about earlier, you know, with when you have to, you know, work with people or whatever, and someone on the fast chat saying, how do you know, or I'm sorry, are psychopaths and sociopaths usually aliens? And then I'll just combine his second question. How do you know if you're dealing with an alien or just an ornery or mentally ill human?
I don't know. You know, see what their body energy is like. See if you can look into their eyes. If they'll make eye contact with you, you know. We're dealing with clones now, and those are pretty easy to find at times because they don't have any body energy. But, you know, it's not, you know, how do you know? You know, if you're on that timeline where these things are showing up, then you're probably looking for it that way, okay? So if that's your main question, or maybe you're living that, trying to find these people, well, they're going to show up on your timeline because you're in their timeline. So get off of that timeline. You know, why look for something that could cause you harm? That's kind of how I would look at it, you know. You know, if you want to, say, be in anxiety, right, then definitely get in the anxiety timeline. It'll give you all kinds of anxieties. You're going to be there forever. Get out of it. No? And if you want to see, you know, stuff that's negatively going to be affecting you, then, you know, the dark side will gladly oblige you. They'll do whatever you're wanting, and they'll do it quickly and fast. So, you know, don't go there. You know, don't think about that stuff, because your thoughts are very powerful. Remember, the dark side controls your thoughts. They'll bring you into that reality. So why go there? That's how I would look at it. You know, if you want to be in peace, you want to go anywhere, be in peace. Do the mind to heart drop all the time. Get peaceful. Then get a day planner. And, you know, don't look for trouble. You know, you probably were told that when you're growing up as a young child or something, you know. So don't look for trouble. Well, the ones who look for trouble, sure as shit, you know, you're going to find it. You know, it's going to come knocking on your door if you start looking, you know. It's like I say, curiosity killed the cat, but, you know, cats will say have 9 lives, so that's pretty good. But, you know, you have to look at it is don't get into those timelines. I'm sure everybody listening will say, yep, don't get into the timelines. If you ask these questions, of course, you know, is an alien going to show up on my doorstep tomorrow and you worry about that? Well, you might find something showing up and may not be what you expected, okay? So, you know, just get out of it. You know, the best that you can. If you feel like you're strong enough and you're able to take on whatever is coming your way, then you may want to have a confrontation. But remember, you could possibly lose also. So, you know, don't get into that stuff. That's my suggestion. You know, don't worry about it. It's out there. Everything is created in darkness. You know. So, and they'll give you a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it will exist. If you want to validate something, you will find it. How soon, it's hard to say, but you will find it eventually. And you're going to go, yeah, I knew that was right. Well, of course, they brought it to you. They put you onto that timeline. Get off of it. Get into peace. That's all this show's about, is for you to get into peace. You know, if you want to live in duality and have the laws of cause and effect, you know, kind of jerk your emotions back and forth, and cause you all kinds of harm, then, you know, if you want to do that, they will do that for you. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, thank you, Ron. Just so, so helpful. And I think that people really appreciate that, who have listened to you, you know, understand that you are giving us tools for life. and that other things are just a distraction, and we shouldn't go there. But you said it very succinctly, so thank you. Okay, now, Ron, always I want to go on to not a hugely different subject, but if you've been listening for a while or you've been doing healings, you know that Ron recommends that we first do our emotional clearing. So here is an interesting question. We're actually two timeline crash questions I have. When I am doing my unlimited emotional clearing, am I doing timeline crashes?
No, you're just clearing out the emotions that you're having in this lifetime. Okay? And that means that you are doing a clearing for situations that you're dealing with in this lifetime. As far as the unlimited version, remember, we'll say that you did the whole lifetime one a year ago, and now you find out about the unlimited. So you go, well, I'm going to get the unlimited version. Well, that means that you're not cleared for 1 year. Your whole life is cleared except for the last year, so clear that out. So I'll do that, and then you want to probably continuously do it, you know, maybe every day or two. And, you know, just note that that's what you want to do. And then you're not getting off of timelines, but you are getting off of the emotion. So you could be, in a sense, getting out of timelines, but the main thing is you're getting yourself released from emotions that would be on a timeline that you're dealing with. So, you know, everything is on a timeline. If you're on the source timeline, then you won't have any emotions. So I guess that's another way of looking at it. So if the question is, if I'm in the moment, am I going to be on a timeline of darkness? Typically not, because you're going to be in the moment in the source energy. Now, when you start thinking, then lo and behold, where are you? You are now going to be in the darkness when you think about something, and you're going to be in mind energy, and they will bring to you everything that you need to know and understand fully about that. And you could be on that for your whole life. So, you know, just look at your life. Is there a common theme that you have through your whole life? You know, do you do something and it paralyzes you, or somebody says a certain word and you get a stomach ache on it? Well, that's your theme of your life. Get off of it. You know, by all means, get out of that timeline. Do some timeline crashes on it. That's what I would suggest doing. And if there's an emotional clearing that can help you, then you may want to do that too. But the main thing is get off the timeline. As long as you're on a timeline, the timeline is there to cause you pain and problems and to have trouble. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And, you know, we do talk about the timeline crashes so often, but I don't think we talk about them too much. I think it's so, so helpful. And they make such a difference. I mean, I have a personal testimonial, which is that I injured myself, and I did the timelines, and I was only upset that I waited. I didn't do them quicker because all of the pain and discomfort completely went away for me after that injury. So they're wonderful. We have a kind of technical question about the timelines, Ron, on the emails here. When you do a timeline crash, it takes 5 minutes. So does that mean if we run 600 minutes that we are crashing one timeline or 100 timelines, one every 5 minutes?
Well, a timeline typically could take as little as 5 minutes to maybe up to an hour, okay? So we'll just clarify that. So let's say that you did it for 8 hours, and typically you may only be able to do, you know, 8 timeline crashes because they could take 8 hours in length to do. Depends where you are, you know, on that timeline. So let's just look at it another way. Let's just say that you're driving your car from, we'll just say, the East Coast to the West Coast, okay? Well, where are you? And that road that you're on, that major highway, is the timeline. So are you back, you know, you just starting on the East Coast, you know, or are you really close to the West Coast right now? It depends where you are on it, and it takes time, you know, to get rid of the timeline. Because everybody on the timeline gets off of it, too. It's just not you. You know, this is kind of like how probably a lot of your self-family contracts work. They're all on that same timeline. They're going to cause you misery and pain. But they're on there to reinforce their own situation so they can understand and learn just like you're learning. Remember, this is your spiritual growth that they talk about. Dark side does that. Remember, that's the thing that you first find out is, why am I here? Oh, it's because you stepped on that poor ant and you got karma and you squished the ant and it died, you know, 500 years ago or 10,000 years ago, and you're here now, and because that poor ant died because of you. So that's why you're here. You're here for your spiritual development and spiritual growth. Okay, well, all that's a bunch of hooey, but it is true. Because if you believe it, it's going to happen. And so that's the problem that we're dealing with here, is that people have fed you so much garbage and disinformation that you don't know what's real. So you're here only because of your genetics. And unfortunately, because your, this is not going to sound good, but because your spirit energy is so little, so weak, and so disempowered because of all the incarnations that you've been through, it just can't pull you out of here. And so, you know, that's the fact. Okay, so what you want to do now is to understand, say, yeah, I want to get out of here. And because of that, you can do that by doing different clearings to get yourself extricated from this awful situation of being here. That's kind of what happened. Do you have anything else to add to that, Ann?
No, that was helpful, just that to just, you know, put a fine point on the question. And you did answer the question, but let's say I spend all day and I'm doing really focused on doing timeline crashes, but now I'm going to bed. And, you know, I hope to sleep 8 hours, that's 480 minutes. So if I put that timeline crash, you know, going for the night while I sleep, if I understand you correctly, it might clear one every 5 minutes, it might clear one an hour, it will depend upon what's happened to us. Is that correct?
Yeah. No way to know. You can't nail it down.
Right. It depends on what.
This is, you know, in stone, it's going to work this way. No, it doesn't work that way. Just do the clearing, and hopefully, at best, you know, you're going to have a lot of energies getting off of you on
right.
the timelines.
Right. So, what happens is the light being that's doing the energy or the timeline crashes for us continues to work with us. And even though, in you know, we want to tell the light being what we need by asking the light being to clear our timelines or crash our timelines, they're then going to work with us and go, okay, I'm going to clear this, that, while we sleep. Is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. So there's somewhat of a handing off to the light beings, even though we do have to always be very involved in our.
And if you don't tell them what you want, it may not get done. So remember, they're only in the now.
Right.
Even though you're thinking about something for a long time, doesn't mean that they're going to be able to work with you because they're in the now. So your now is what you want to put down, you know, when you're working, you know, on the website of what you're doing.
Right, so what the words you put into your timeline crash description, are that's important, especially
yes,
when you're going to sleep. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, listener. That's a wonderful... Okay, we're, wow, shockingly close to the end of the show, Ron. And, wow, so much information. And again, I have not gotten to all of the emails that have come in over this past week. But we did have a request for some sample healings, and I thought maybe that would be a nice way to end the show. This person has a request for three different, I guess you'd call them emotions or energies, and asked if you would clear them. Could we do that to kind of tie up our show tonight?
Yeah, that sounds good. So let's hit it.
Okay. The first thing, the request to be cleared, is organized.
Okay, so I'm going to just clear the word organize. And this will be what we've been talking about as far as keywords. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next word.
May I just say something, though? I love that the request was for organized, not organized, because we tend to think of, oh, if I'm organized, that's a good thing. But no, you could become driven into that and be mental. So being organized could be just as negative as being disorganized. Either could be distracting from your spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. The next word, the next energy, I guess, is indecisive.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next word.
Romance.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Okay, that was it. That was the three. Oh, I see emails are coming in already about last Wednesday's show and the keywords that people are clearing. So, but I'll save that either for Kathy to go into tomorrow. We'll go into that next week. And it's pretty much time for us already to say goodnight, Ron. This was a wonderful show. I got a lot out of it. I hope everyone else listening did as well. And again, I recommend, if you haven't gone into the archive, to re-listen to some of Ron's shows. And this Sunday is the 8-hour call, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you can find out more about that on creationlightship.com. Tomorrow is the next BBS show, which is 7 p.m. Pacific time, and it's Saturday night on the Lightship, so it's really, really exciting and worth being there for that. If you've not experienced the healings of Creation Lightship directly, tomorrow night's a really good show you won't want to miss. And I'll say goodnight and thank you, Ron, and thank you, everyone listening. And want to add anything, Ron?
Nope, we'll just sign off here. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow. Blessings. Good night.
Good night.